Today, Mitt Romney is attacking President Obama's foreign policy in the Middle East. In a speech at the Virginia Military Institute, Romney repeated the line, "Hope is not a strategy."
It is our responsibility and the responsibility of the president to use America's greatest power to shape history, not to lead from behind, leaving our destiny at the mercy of events.
President Obama slapped back in a new ad out today.
Reckless, amateurish. That's what news media and fellow Republicans called Mitt Romney's gaffe-filled July tour of England, Israel, and Poland. When our U.S. diplomats were attacked in Libya, the New York Times said Romney's knee-jerk response showed an extraordinary lack of presidential character.
Also today, another poll showing Mitt Romney with a bounce after last week's debate. Gallup shows Romney gaining 5 points on President Obama, pulling even with him nationally. So what might happen this week? Let's take a minute to set the table with Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, to Romney's speech first, accusing President Obama of being passive, letting Israel and friends in Syria, the rebels, down. But he also talked about ending militias in Libya while saying the U.S. should arm them in Syria. Are there going to be questions for him here?
No doubt. And I think he's been challenged to even point out where his foreign policy on policy grounds differs from President Obama's. So he's trying to flesh that out and make it about leadership. I think the way that he cast the attack in Benghazi that killed our ambassador a month ago was interesting because he ties it to the same al-Qaeda terrorists who took us on 9/11. So the suggestion that President Obama has let down his guard, the suggestion that his foreign policy is in tatters around the world, I think it's an important case for Mitt Romney to make. So much of what we heard from him has been focused on the economy. I think in the light of his strong debate performance last week, he has an opportunity to flesh out another side of his leadership argument when it comes to foreign policy.
Well, and we're going to talk later in the program about how the call for further arming rebels in Syria is a far more complicated one than he laid out today. But you tweeted this morning that the Obama campaign is shifting strategy. And as you say, late in the game, they're now aiming at Romney the flip-flopper after last week's debate, not Romney the conservative extremist who most pundits say didn't show up at that debate. But hasn't that flip-flopper thing, isn't that old?
It's very old, but what's interesting is the Obama folks decided not to go after that. They've decided to try to define Mitt Romney not as a flip-flopper, but as a hardcore far-right conservative with the war on women and all the rest and all his economic policies. But now they are deciding that they have to make a different argument, that you can't trust where Mitt Romney actually stands on things. They've decided to make, for instance, his insistence on a large tax cut, not about the size of the tax cut and about economic fairness, but about his changing rhetoric on who would benefit from that tax cut. So, yes, Romney the flip-flopper, and particularly your listeners in Massachusetts, will remember what it's like to run against him. But the Obama campaign didn't think that was their most fertile line of attack. They liked Romney the corporate raider, Romney the out-of-touch rich person, and Romney the extremist on conservative policies rather than Romney the flip-flopper.
Well, listen for that. And just what do you think of the latest polls? All the polls over the weekend were showing Romney getting a bounce out of that debate. But your colleague, political director Amy Walters there at ABC, writes the fundamentals of the race still favor Obama. You know, the improving job numbers, the strongest approval rating in 2 years. You know, is that wishful thinking on someone's part, or is someone actually really seeing something below the bounds?
I think right now we are back where the race should be by all rights and has been all along, which is essentially a toss-up. And there are lots of reasons to think that Obama has an edge in the polls, the national polls and the state-level polls right now, but there are also lots of reasons to realize his vulnerability. There's been a big drop even in his presidential approval rating, according to Gallup, in the wake of that debate. That shows some softness. That shows some possibilities here. And I think Mitt Romney got the country to pay attention again. Now he's got to do something with that attention over these next 30 days.
But as you are saying, I'm hearing at least Amy Walters say correctly that she sees under that trending for Obama, if in fact he can catch it and if Mitt Romney doesn't have another strong surge this week.
Those battleground state polls are going to be very stubborn, and unless you can see Mitt Romney moving ahead in Ohio, in Virginia, in Florida, it's just hard to see the math work out for Mitt Romney. But look, he's got a chance now. The vice presidential debate this week, he'll have two more debates. I think what we've seen is that this race isn't caked in totally, that it's still possible that it could move in either direction.
And again, Joe Biden and Paul Ryan debate on Thursday night, so we'll tune in then as well. Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC News, thanks as always.
Thank you.